What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Shooting a Sith, the spoiler versus premiere Star Wars podcast. What is going on, everyone? I'm kind of messing with the smooth. There we go. Sorry about that. So what's going on, everyone? Happy Thursday on this lovely fall October day. I wonder how you are all doing. I'm doing fine. Okay, so I kind of want to get into this here. The Rise of Skywalker released in December of 2019. I've had a few chances to sit back and watch it, and I'm not going to lie, the first few times I saw it, I really, really enjoyed what I was watching and felt that it was a fitting conclusion to the end of the Skywalker saga. But the more I watched it, the more I started to realize that the ending was really, really just bad, really bad. The thing that probably irked me the most was the fact that Rey, who became a Palpatine, which that was fine. I understood that. That was one of my many theories for quite some time. But what bothered me was the fact that she said Rey Skywalker at the end of the movie. That kind of bothered me. It seemed like just a really cheap way to shoehorn the Skywalker legacy to end the legacy and saga in some form or fashion when they killed all the Skywalkers off and they had nothing to go and say, hey, here, we're going to hang our hat on this being a Skywalker saga. So I wrote an article earlier this week. It came out at spoilerverse.com. I do encourage you all to go over and check it out because I kind of laid out what I feel would have been a better and more fitting end to the Skywalker saga. I know fanfic is one thing, you know, everything's always better in hindsight. We could sit here and debate what was good about the sequel trilogy, what was bad, but that's not what I'm doing here. What I want to say is, and I'm going to bring this up, what I want to say is from The Force Awakens all the way to the fight with Rey and Grandpa Palpatine is all canon. That all sticks with the sequel trilogy. That's so we don't get into any debate or fights over anything that transpired with the sequel trilogy. I mean, let's just get away from that. Whether you enjoyed it, whether you didn't, it is what it is. Let's move forward and focus on the end, how the Skywalker saga ended. So, the moment that Rey is fighting Palpatine, I kind of want that fight to end the exact same way. You know, she calls upon all of the Jedi surrounding her and utilizing the Force to defeat Palpatine. I thought that was an amazing way to utilize that character because she was extremely powerful in the Force, and there had to be a reason behind it. Why was the Force utilizing her? Because she was strong enough to and was able to tune into all of these abilities and what the Force brings. The Force saw Kylo Ren, Ben Solo, fall to the dark side, or saw that happening. So whereas Ben Solo could have been that proponent of the Force, because of the fall to the dark side, the Force utilizes Rey to finish off Palpatine once and for all. The difference that I would have there is when Rey defeats Palpatine and she falls to the ground, she dies. That's it. She's dead. She's gone. No more Rey. Ben, now who has been redeemed by the Force and by Rey and because of Rey, because we gotta make sure the importance, there's an important part of that. Without Rey, Ben is never redeemed. It is her, the love from her, the ability to show Ben that there needs to be good in this universe, in this galaxy. Yes, it was his father, Han, in that scene that truly pulls him finally completely and with the help of his mother, Leia. But Rey also played a major role in that. So with that, we see Ben run over to Rey, and realizing that she has perished, realizing that she is gone, he attempts to use the same move, the same ability, the same whatever you want to call it, on her that she used on him to save his life after she stabbed him. Unfortunately, he fails. He's unable to. At this moment, the the Force ghosts of Jedi past start to appear. Luke, his old master, you know, Ben, you must realize, you know, you cannot save her, you cannot bring her back. And just angered and upset that she had to die because of his failures is what drives him to scream out, no, the galaxy needs her. She is needed here. Not me. It should have been me. However, you see Anakin, and Anakin talks to his grandson. The Force chose you. Your journey is not over yet. Rey played an important part in bringing Ben back to the light for a specific reason. The Force has a reason for that. Obviously, Finn and Poe are going to be upset. We want to see them see this end to Rey. They need to accept what happened to their friend. They come in, they see Rey has been killed or is defeated or is dead, not realizing that Kylo has come and done a complete 180 back to the light side. However, as they rush in, Finn notices and can feel that Kylo or Ben is no longer a threat. And he holds off Poe from attacking Ben. It's kind of poetic, and it's kind of an enhancement on Finn being Force sensitive, something that was just kind of thrown to the wayside a bit. Ben, realizing that he cannot stay, you know, while he has been redeemed in the eyes of the Force, in the eyes of Rey, in the eyes of the dark side, the rest of the galaxy has no idea that he is completely saved and back to his old self. So he rushes off. The Millennium Falcon, which Finn was in and which landed, he rushes over to. Chewie and R2 are on board. As he rushes up the entrance, Chewbacca roars. He sees R2. Gives a little nod. Hey, old buddy, it's been a while. Maybe in a more somber voice. But as he gets on board, Chewie roars, gives him a huge hug. Chewie can tell that Ben is back. And despite being the one who killed his best friend, realizes that it is more important that Ben is back to the light and able to move forward. So they both, Chewie and Ben, rush to the cockpit. Chewie roars, asking where they're going, and he goes, I know just the place. So they take off. Finn and Poe take Rey back to the Resistance base. They go to celebrate, but while the Resistance is celebrating, Finn and Poe are in mourning. They've lost their best friend. Poe, angered, wondering why, of all people in the galaxy, despite this war taking so many, why, of all people, did it take Rey? But Finn, once again, showing his Force ability, assures Poe that Rey's still with him. She always will be. It's just a feeling, he says. So, they embrace, they hug. That's the end of their story. We go back to Ben. We go back to Chewie. We see the Falcon. It's heading towards a very familiar planet. We've all seen once before, once or twice before. Maybe a few more times than that. It's Tatooine. As we see the ship enter the atmosphere, we see it pass over Mos Eisley. We see it pass over sand dunes, go through Beggar's Canyon. As it starts to approach a very familiar looking homestead, Lars' homestead. It's a little disheveled after the years of no care taken into it. The ship lands. Ben grabs a couple lightsabers, looks to be Luke's and Leia's. makes his way towards the doors. R2 and Chewbacca try to follow him. He says, no, this is something I must do on my own. Door opens and he walks down the ramp. He continues on looking through the homestead. We see bits and pieces of some fan servicing, obviously. Yeah, you know, seeing the kitchen once again. Makes his way to the garage where he picks up a T-16 Skyhopper model and kind of flies it around a little bit as he looks at it, sets it down, and as he's doing that, we hear a familiar voice of Luke Skywalker. Not so long ago, I felt that I had no future. Not so long ago did I feel lost. Another voice comes through, and not long before then, I too felt just as lost. As we see Anakin Skywalker's Force Ghost. They have a discussion with Ben on the importance of where he is currently in his life. Ben, still unsure of where he must go and what his purpose is for still being alive despite all the horrors that he had created as Kylo Ren, is assured by Anakin that his mission, his journey, is not yet over, but it is only beginning. They and son and nephew, a farewell. May the Force be with you, they say. And they disappear. We see Ben walk outside, looking over a small mound of sand. In the distance, we see twin suns. He kneels down and buries the two lightsabers. Rey buried the lightsabers at the end of the movie. As he stands, he continues to look at the twin suns. Without you, none of this would be possible. The music swells, the credits roll, and that's it. The beauty behind that, compared to what we got, it doesn't negate anything. And it actually enforces a lot of what we were seeing. It makes the film title make a lot more sense. The Rise of Skywalker, the Skywalker's Rise, once again, makes so much sense. And the legacy lives on through Ben Solo. And what is he going to do? Is he going to train? Is he going to build a new Jedi Order? What is he going to do? So there's so much there to look at from that regard. And it's a beautifully poetic thing to have that it is the complete opposite of the fall and death of Anakin. Because we see the fall of Kylo Ren dying. The redemption came to Ben much differently as he survives. And whereas Anakin would not have been able to carry on the Skywalker legacy as he was it essentially intended to, Ben can now. His journey is not over. To me, it's so beautiful, so poetic. The death of Padme for Anakin is what drove him to darkness. The death of Rey is what completely brings Ben to the light. It's beautiful. I love it. I think it would have been a more fitting end than what we got. Let me know in the comments what you think. Just wanted to throw this out there. Head over to spoilerverse.com. You can find what I just talked about written out there. My dialogue is horrible. I'm not good at writing dialogue, but you can check it out. I really enjoy doing fanfic, especially for Star Wars, just from time to time. And I don't normally do an entire movie. I'll kind of just take bits and pieces of a movie and say, you know what? This could have made this movie better or enhanced this a little bit more. So definitely check that out over at spoilerverse.com and make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button if you like what you saw. Thanks for listening. I will talk at all of you again next week for Shooting the Sith. Pay attention this week. I might be coming down with something a little cold or so, but if not, I do plan on this weekend getting maybe a 5-minute quick little show in regards to Bridging the Geekdom. So there's been some big news coming about. Even from the Star Wars side, so I might hit that up as well. So with all that said, thanks for listening, thanks for watching, and and I will talk to all of you later. Bye.